Okay, we're going to just prophesy a little longer and then we're going to pray impartation. Okay, there's a few people I want to prophesy, but first the gentleman all the way, I think it's your son maybe, right? Stefan? Is it yeah. Stefan? Stefan. Lord says, wake, awake, awake, my son. He says, now's the time. He says, I'm putting a pair of new running shoes on you. New running shoes. And they're nice. And they're holy. And they're powerful. And I see you with flames on your feet. The Lord says, it's a new day. The Lord says, I've got something for you. He says, but you're going to have to stand up and come and get it. The Lord says, I'm going to bless your life. The Lord says, make sure that you're on my path. He says, because these running shoes are for my path only and my race only. The Lord says, don't find yourself one night in the dark and then come in to the light. He says, I'm calling you to walk in the light. He says, don't waste any more time. He says, today is the day. Tonight is the night. The Lord says, I will take care of all of those desires you have.
Yes.
Everything that you want, everything that you see in this life, he says, I'll give it to you. He says, but give yourself to me. He says, you're not missing on anything. He says, my way, it's the best way. It's the only way. I will bless you. I will answer your desires. Yield your heart to me. I promise when you do it, all of heaven's going to open up over your head, says the Lord. Just a few more and then we're going to pray impartation. Hallelujah. Which one here, Lord? This one right here. What's your name, sir? Joshua. Joshua, the Lord says, do not be weary. But continue to stand. Breakthrough is on the way. You'd almost look at some circumstances and some situations and say, everything seems to be unraveling. Why? The Lord says, I'm going to align some things. And I'm going to bring some things in order. The Lord says, I love you, my hand's on you, and the call of God is upon your life. And he doesn't want you to be discouraged. And he wants you to release. Some things have tormented you, bothered you, made you angry, caused you to be upset. The Lord says you gotta forgive. You gotta release. And as you do that, I'll begin to move afresh. Don't be weary. Release. Forgive. Know that I have sent certain situations in your life to cause you to be buffeted and to grow and to resist and to be strong. Don't let it run you over, but come up out of it. For I'm making you a strong man of God, says the Lord.
My brother in the light there, can you stand up, please? Yeah. Credo? Credo. Credo, hey, my brother. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Credo, I was looking at you, and I got this vision. The Lord would show me you're rubbing your head, and you had many worries and many, many troubles. And I seen, and then I would see you pray, and then I'd see a light come on, and your eyes would get bright, but then you'd start rubbing your head again, And I, Lord, saying, son, don't worry about those things. Because those things that have been tormenting you, those problems that you're having, even from your past, because I've seen you on a roller coaster ride, but the Lord says that roller coaster ride is about to end. And you're going to not go down in that valley no more. You're going to come up high, and I'm going to bring you up high. And then I've seen the roller coaster go up even higher, and God says, I'm going to take you up even higher, higher than you thought you were going to go. And those things that kept you down here and kept you down, they're not going to keep you down no more. Because God has a plan for you, says the Lord. I have a plan for you, says the Lord. A good plan. And I heard your cries, and I heard those things that you were worried about, and you put to me, and you prayed, and I seen some confusion there that you were wondering about some things of God, and were they really for me, you said, were they really for me? And the Lord says, yes, they are for you. And son, just watch what I'm going to do for you, because I'm going to make the path straight. And those things that were pulling you back and pulling you down aren't going to pull you down no more. And I seen you look up. And I seen a light right above your head. I seen a light right above your head. And that's the Holy Ghost, and he's going to anoint you. And you're going to hear his voice, and you're going to know his voice. And you're going to walk. And I see you walking with the Lord, holding his hand. And he's going to take you on that path. And you're going to know the Lord for yourself, says the Lord. Amen.